Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
And I said, Jedis don't give up. I mean, even if he had a problem, he would maybe take a year to try and regroup. But if he made a mistake, he would try and right that wrong. So right there, we had a fundamental difference. But it's not my story anymore. It's somebody else's story. And Ryan needed me to be a certain way to make the ending effective. That's the crux of my problem. Luke would never say that. I'm sorry. Well, in this version, see, I'm talking about the George Lucas Star Wars. This is the next generation of Star Wars. So I almost had to think of Luke as another character. Maybe he's Jake Skywalker. He's not my Luke Skywalker. But I had to do what Ryan wanted me to do because it serves the story well. But listen, I still haven't accepted it completely. But it's only a movie. I hope people like it. I hope they don't get upset. And I came to really believe that Ryan was the exact man that they needed for this job.
There you have Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill himself, talking about a disagreement that he had as to how Luke Skywalker was being written in The Last Jedi. And we bring this up to you because, you know, we're trying to emphasize the idea that we should get back to the idea of being entertained, of embracing entertainment that is there to entertain you, not to preach to you. And I think there's nothing more telling than the fandom of Star Wars and how they've ebbed and flowed on what they've appreciated. And because of that, Zach Dean, who wrote a piece with Outkick on FoxNews.com, new streaming data paints shockingly grim picture for Disney's awful Star Wars sequel. Zach Dean joins us right now. Zach, thanks for being with us here on the Andy Fry Show today. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Annie. Appreciate it. Always good to talk Star Wars anytime.
So I'm going to just be honest with you. My dad, he, you know, was in high school, college in the 70s. We grew up knowing that there was like something special about Star Wars. But there's a whole nother generation that's come through that's my age. I'm not like super into Star Wars, but I'm not mad at it. I just like a really good story. And it's interesting, and this is part of what you write about in this article on Fox News, about how Disney took on the Star Wars franchise, and it's the Disney streaming numbers that are proving they have not hit the ball out of the park with this one so far.
They haven't, and it's odd. You know, I was the same way. I grew up I was a kid in the 90s, and so I was at the tail end of the original Star Wars, and I was really grew up in the prequel era, mid 2000s, stuff like that. And those were really hated back in the day. I can remember that. And I
Yes.
loved them, but they were hated. And it was about 10 years between people hating the prequels, and then about 10 years later, they kind of became this cult classics. Like, people turned a corner and loved them. Then Disney took over after about 10 years of nothing for Star Wars, and the hype started to come back, and people were really excited that we were going to kind of continue the Skywalker saga. And after the first one, which was okay, the last two were such unbelievable flops. Maybe not so much box office wise, because it's still Star Wars and people are still going to go see it, but the vitriol and the hate, and almost just the people acting like they never even happened after the fact, was shocking. And even for me now, like I sort of judge Star Wars. Like, if I'm flipping the channel and I see Star Wars on FX or whatever, am I going to stop there and watch it? Well, if it's any of the first six, I always will stop and watch it. But if it's seven, eight, or nine, there is no shot that I'm clicking on it. And I think that's how a lot of people are right now.
Zach Dean speaking with us, a writer for Outkick, with his piece on FoxNews.com right now about the streaming numbers on Disney Plus's Star Wars sequels. My son is 16, and he's grown up with The Mandalorian and, Baby Yoda. What's Baby Yoda's name is Grogu. I know this. I know
The
these things.
child.
Okay, I'm sorry. I want to like it for him. I want to be able to sit down and watch these stories. Now, I spend a lot of my time in news talk and observing the tentacles that kind of get into the entertainment industry that might sway it one way or the other. Is there like social culture that has seeped its way into the manufacturing of these movies and these stories that's gotten them away from the idea of just telling a great story? Has it gotten preachy?
Oh, absolutely. That's Disney's biggest problem with anything. I mean, that's sort of been the case with Disney for a decade now. It's just that's sort of, and it's not just Disney, it's Hollywood in general. But they really, and again, not so much in the first of the sequels, The Force Awakens. That one was more of a shout out to the fans, nostalgia. They brought all the original characters back. They even admitted so much. The last two, and especially the second one, which Mark Hamill was just talking about, that's where this, where for me at least, Star Wars really went off the rails, because they had Finn, who's played by John Boyega, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, and he was the Black Stormtrooper, and that was a big deal. And then he came out afterwards and was upset at Disney because he said that they didn't handle the first Black Stormtrooper in a correct way. And I was like, what are we doing here? Like, this is Star Wars. Like, I don't care if the stormtrooper's black, white, or purple, or an alien. Like, was he written well or not? That's the issue. But of course, Disney wants to go all these different cultural directions. And again, Star Wars, these sequels were made during a really, really tense time in this country, as far as, and I think woke's kind of overused. I use
Yeah.
exhausting,
Yeah.
just an exhausting time
Preachy.
period as far, yes. And that's when those were made. And that's sort of what you can really see happen in Last Jedi, and then Rise of Skywalker was a disaster. But listening to Mark Hamill there, and he's crazy, but
I know that.
if you've lost Mark Hamill, who is a lunatic, then you've really lost the plot.
I love that. Yeah, they're the Kamala Harris Venn diagram of things that I understand about news politics and Star Wars. We are intersecting. We're right there vibing in the middle. Is it recoverable? Because I asked this question of I've got Ryan and Brad in here. And Ryan's big into Star Trek, but I think Ryan, you like Star Wars as well, correct?
Enough.
And Brad's big into Star Wars. Do you like Star Trek enough? Okay. We'll fight about it later. These are both things that they said. Both of these storylines have kind of been hijacked for the purpose of forcing something like, okay, we've won our audience, and now you're going to sit down and listen to what we have to say, which is not how you treat a fandom. But they both desperately would love to see it come back to what it was. Like, you could forgive all of the wrongs that have happened because the fandom is so strong that they're so thirsty for it to get right. Do you feel like, is there anything on the horizon that makes you think, you know what, maybe they could get this one right?
only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Right.
That's I don't know a bit on the horizon. Now they're, you know, they can look at the strength. I always say go back to the data. What does the data tell you? Well, the data from those Nielsen numbers tells you that yes, there is still a major thirst for Star Wars. Like it was, it's I don't know for sure. I believe that it's the most streamed thing on Disney Plus. You look at the numbers, the minutes watched, and all the streams that it did last May 4th and last, you know, beginning of this year, people still want Star Wars. I don't think that's the issue. I think they've got to look at it. Okay, what was the highest streamed thing there? Andor. That was the two season spinoff kind of leading into the originals. That is highly praised. Universal praise with that one. What did that one do right? Really good storytelling, number one. Good acting. It kind of made it kind of a political thriller, which I think people enjoy. And I think Star Wars, you know, again, I go back to the prequels. People hated the prequels, but their biggest complaint when the prequels came out was, oh, this is becoming too much of a political drama. Well, that's why people loved Andor. Is it salvageable? Yes. I've read rumors recently that they are in such, you know, Lucasfilms and Disney are thinking about sort of, I don't want to say ignoring the sequels, but trying to cast them aside and create this universe where they kind of don't exist and they try to hit the reset button.
People would pay
for it. Maybe that's their best way forward.
Yeah, people would still pay for it. Ryan, you wanted to...
Hey, Zach, this is Ryan, the one in the room that is not as big of a Star Wars fan as Brad is in here. But I do like some series. I really have liked with my family The Mandalorian. And that one seems to be the shining star among the newer stuff. And then we got this movie coming out. I just wondered, kind of as a fan, if you had heard anything that is it heading in that direction? Is there going to be any sort of messaging from the left in there? Have you heard anything like that?
I haven't heard anything like that. What I have seen is that, again, it doesn't paint a great picture. We had a story last week or 2 weeks ago that the pre-box office numbers, their projections for this Mandalorian movie coming out, they're not great. They're actually down in terms of what you would expect from a Star Wars movie. And again, Star Wars hasn't had a theatrical release, I believe, since Rise of Skywalker.
A lot of streaming.
It's been quite some time. Yeah. Yes. So this is a big deal to come out with a new Star Wars movie in the theaters, which, again, growing up, that was like a huge deal. That was all. I mean, there would be lines out the movie theaters for days to get into Star Wars. Yeah. The numbers, at least now for this, don't look great. I think as we get closer, people will probably get into it more. I am interested to see what the messaging is with The Mandalorian, because, again, Disney, I think they want to start toning it down. They kind of have to, because they're hemorrhaging money and people just aren't watching. And they've invested so much into Star Wars, you know, 10 years ago when they took over the rights of the franchise. It'll be interesting to see if that is noticeably missing from this new installment, to see, well, okay, maybe they're slowly getting back on track, but it's going to take a lot.
Yeah, I might have to fight you for it, but I want to be Disney's next and last DEI hire as a conservative Christian parent of four kids. Like, can I just have a word, just so I can, you don't even have to listen to me. Can you just,
good luck.
Just, yeah, throw me out there and let me say, ooh, that's going to be a problem with a huge contingent of people, because they seem to be missing the mark so much. I'm glad you're speaking to, you know, Josh D'Amaro being the new CEO and laying people off and realigning the business. It seems as though, of course, they're thinking consciously like that, but now would be a great time for them to say, hey, let's get back to being the best entertainers in the business.
Well, that's what Star Wars is. I mean, you said it at the top. That's why people went. Like, I can remember when Phantom Menace came out in 1999, I was 5 years old, 6 years old. It was the first Star Wars movie in 20 years, I think, in the theaters. That I can remember to this day the hype around that movie. Mm-hmm. And you just, again, it's been 30 years since that almost, but it doesn't have that anymore. They've got to get back to that, or they're never going to get any of these new fans to stay on board.
Zach Dean, thank you for the time today. It's a refreshing conversation. I think that people are so hungry to be entertained, just entertained anymore. So I appreciate you writing this article and coming and talk to us about it today.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye. Zach Dean is a writer for Outkick, host of Monday Morning Pit Stop on Outkick.com. Follow him on X at Team Zach Dean. That's Zach with an H. I want to get your guys' feedback. We went long there, so we'll just take a break and you guys can react to that when we come back. You got
and
thoughts?
There's one text that brought up a franchise that never gets mentioned that's been incredibly successful.
Okay. When we come back?
Yes.
314-241-9797. You send us your text and go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Is the Star Wars franchise dead? No, you love everything about it. No, but they do need to write the spaceship. Yes, it's cooked, or you never cared about Star Wars.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.